But now we got to jump into our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our concert review. And it was actually Logan and Elizabeth on this concert review over at the Castle Theater. So tell me all about this concert that you guys saw. Who did you see?
Yeah, so I had an absolute blast. We saw Any Given Sin, and then it was Drowning Pool and Saliva. So three bands in one night, but it was a perfect night.
It was so much fun. I used to only play the song Bodies by Drowning Pool on Guitar Hero. So being able to hear this live, I felt like I was in the Guitar Hero video game. I could see the screen in my mind. It was amazing. Like, fulfilled a longtime childhood dream of mine, for real.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I love that.
I would have to say the same thing, because that is like, as soon as I heard that song, I was like, Guitar Hero. I knew it immediately. That song is so iconic in the game. So it was so cool to get to see it live.
And they did a cover of Billy Idol's Rebel Yell, and I am a huge Billy Idol fan. I believe they featured this song in a season of American Horror Story, and so I was like, oh my gosh, I love this song, and it was so good. Like, you can't really replicate his vocals. Like, he has a certain way of singing, but the singer did an amazing job with it. I was like super impressed with how well it like sounded like exactly like the song, especially instrumental wise.
Oh, I love that. Especially with like you were saying, Billy Idol, and that song specifically is so hard to cover, let alone do it to the extent that they did it. And it sounds like it was an A+.
Oh, yeah. And I thought this show was especially cool because I actually just got a job at Castle Theater. So this was like the first time I ever worked a show. Mm-hmm. So I got to help all the bands bring in their equipment, set up their stage, help with sound checks, all that kind of stuff. So it was so cool to get to actually meet the people in these bands and kind of see more behind the scenes.
That sounds like so much fun. Like, how was it like just kind of hanging out with them before the show and everything, and like watching that whole progress and stuff?
It was crazy because their music is very, very like screamo, more dark. So I didn't really know what to expect from them, but they were honestly the nicest people, which is so awesome because they were just so helpful the whole day. And they were so excited for me because I told them it was my first day, and it was so cool to get to see like the setup process and then actually see them on stage with the stage that I helped set up. It was so much fun.
Oh, I love that. That just sounds like such a perfect day. And then you were saying there was about like three or four bands in the whole show?
Yeah, there was three bands. So it was Any Given Sin first, and then it was Drowning Pool. And then they ended out the night with Saliva, who, if you know their hit Click Click Boom, that is definitely their most famous song. But they ended the show with that, and it was the perfect way to end.
So take me through the whole show. Like, start with the opener. Like, I want to hear like details about every single act in that night.
Yeah, the opener, actually, the lead drummer was a girl who didn't look too much older than us, which was really surprising to me because they're all kind of older, but I'm not sure if she was just a replacement drummer or what happened, but she was so, so good. That was definitely the highlight from my first one.
Yeah, how about you, Elizabeth?
It's always awesome seeing like a female drummer, especially being like a girl who's in bands, and I'm like, it's amazing seeing like another girl being in the bands. And I also feel like, to go on Logan's point about how nice they all were, I feel like that's kind of like a common misconception that like all metalheads are like the meanest people in the world. But like, truly, they are some of the kindest people, especially like in the crowd when everyone's moshing together. And if someone gets knocked down, you'll have five people picking you up. Like, it truly feels like you're being like swooped up by angels. It's amazing. So I felt like the crowd like really... it wasn't how you would expect them to be for that kind of music. It was just kind of a lot of a community vibe.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so jumping next to Drowning Pool, tell me all about it.
Drowning Pool, I mean, the energy started as soon as they came out on stage. There was moshing almost the whole night after they came on. And I only knew a few songs from them, but those songs that I knew, everybody went absolutely crazy for. And you could just tell how like connected their fan base was.
Oh, for sure. How are you, Elizabeth?
I also loved how like the lead singer, his mic was on like a stand, but it wasn't like fully on a stand. It didn't have a bass to it, so it was just a stick. And so he was just walking around with this stick and like kind of like throwing it in the air a little. And I was like, I love that. I never really see bands like that. They either have like a wireless mic or they're just on a mic stand the entire time. It was kind of exciting to see that new form of mic. I was like, I need to get into this.
Yeah, I like that. That's cool. Okay, so then bringing it all home with Saliva, how was that?
They were honestly the perfect way to end the show. I only had known one song from them, which is the one they closed on. But honestly, like, the energy just stayed throughout that whole entire show. I mean, it was a little bit of an older crowd, but I have never seen an older crowd like that go as crazy as they did for this show. It was awesome.
Oh, that is so cool. How about you, Elizabeth?
I feel like the two openers kind of set up the vibe perfectly because they weren't too crazy, and then the last band just like set it all off. They were like, click, click, boom. Let's go crazy. So it was super fun, and I would definitely see all of the bands again. They were amazing.
Oh, I absolutely love that. And if you guys want to check out the full artist interview and the full concert review, then you know what to do. Head over to our website at WZND.com, and you can check out all of that there.